Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another glorious episode of Bullshittery Podcast. Today is a very special episode, and it is going to be audio only because the guests that I have today are technically not real. They are people that I've made up. Actually, hold on. I'm going to shut my glass door because it's loud. Hold on. Okay, I think we're good. There is some mowing happening outside, but it's fine. So anyway, okay, getting back into it. I'm going to hand the mic over to Danny and Babs. They are a wonderful couple who have become really good friends of mine. They are kind of beating all of the odds. He is extremely short. She is extremely tall. They both have the faces of babies, but they are full grown adults, not to be confused here. They are full grown adults, and they're really excited to talk and tell their story and talk about life. So without further ado, I am just going to hand it over to Danny and Babs. And if you want to know more about Danny and Babs, watch some of their videos. I have it pinned on my TikTok. There's a Danny and Babs section where you can watch their love story unfold. So without further ado, here is Danny and Babs, everyone. Do you guys want to come over and take the mic?
Let me get over here. Hello. Is this thing on? Knock, knock.
Hey, Danny. You gotta like talking in the front of it.
That's what I'm doing. I'm talking right into it.
Okay. Well, that's fun. Oh my God, we're on a podcast. We're podcasters.
This is very professional. Hello, my name is Danny, and I am coming to you live from Saks Fifth Avenue. Now, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Saks Fifth Avenue? That's a shopping store. Hello, my name is Babs, and I am coming to you live from our friend's apartment. Well, she's the creator of us.
She invented us. She's our mother. Well, no, she's our friend. But she created us as characters, and so now we have come to life. Oh, the kitten's chewing on the bra strap. Hang on. Hey, Milo, cut it out. Leave him alone. He's this kitten. We got this freaking kitten. Hold on a second. Hold on. I gotta stop it.
Okay. They just stopped the recording because the kitten was chewing on the bra strap of my bra. And sometimes if he chews on stuff, it'll rip it. Yesterday, tell him what we did. Tell him what he did yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday. So we were sitting here enjoying watching Summer House. Old seasons. Sometimes we like to go back and watch the old seasons of Summer House. I don't know. It's just fun for us. So we're watching. And all of a sudden, the Google Home dies. The Google Home. It just shuts off.
Yeah, he'd chewed through the cord of it. And so all of a sudden, the screen goes off. And we're like, what the heck's going on? And it was the Google. He's chewed through the cord. So now we got to go to Best Buy or something and get a new cord.
Yeah, because sometimes we use the Google Home for recipes and stuff like that. But I digress. What are we talking about here? How do we want to start this, my darling fiancé?
We are engaged. We're engaged. We've been engaged for a few months now. And actually, we've been engaged for like 6 months, I think.
Yeah, it was like 6 months. Well, yeah, it was right after we moved to LA. I proposed to you at Runyon Canyon. It was a very celeb spot.
Yeah, Runyon Canyon is like this hike in Los Angeles where a lot of celebs go. And it's very fancy, but it's very nice and a very romantic. So he proposed me at Runyon Canyon, and it was just divine. But really, we should go back
to the start of our relationship, to where it all began. And also, if you hear some pitter-patter, it's because we got this dog running around here now. We got three cats and a dog, which is really cause something else.
Yeah, we really went a little crazy. But okay, let's talk about our beginning, because it's so special. And so, you want to start or you want me to start?
Yo, you can start, for sure. Go for it. Did you tell them how we got our pizza slices that one time?
Yeah, well, one time. So, I was going, well, first I'll tell them how we met you. So, I was walking down the street one day, and I was going to the bank because I had to put a couple of checks in my account. I'm a long storyteller. I'm long-winded, so I hope this isn't too long. But so I was walking down the street.
You're never too long-winded for me. You tell the story illustriously. There's nothing wrong with that. You know that, right?
I know that. I'm just like, I get nervous. But anyways, so I'm walking down the street, I'm going to the bank, I'm going to deposit my checks, and all of a sudden I see what I think is a child, But he had a really large head, too large for a child to have. And so I say, who the heck is this? Who is this? Hold on. Somebody's mowing outside. We're going to pause for a second in case it's too loud. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, it just stopped. Oh, my God. That was a miracle. Okay. So I'm walking down the street. I see this head.
My big head. From behind, I do look like a child sometimes. It's easy to... Oh, the mowing again. I hope you guys don't hear that. Can you hear that? Anyway, hold on a second. And we're back. Gee, holy frick. That went on for so freaking long. We just paused for like 5 minutes. I'm not even joking. They must be mowing the ground down there.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't even know what we were talking about before. Oh, we were talking about when we met. Oh, gosh. Okay, so I saw the back of his head. I thought he was a child. But I knew kind of in my heart he wasn't. I thought, okay, that's just a small man. And I've always loved short kings. It's just my type, I guess.
That's her type. I'm her type. Seriously.
And so I saw him, and I kept walking. And then he kind of turned around, and I caught a glimpse of him. And I just thought, for real, I really thought he was like the most handsome man I'd ever seen.
Stop. You don't really mean that. For real.
Seriously. I'm so serious. I really was like, that face is... so handsome. And so I kept walking to the bank because I was so shy. But you caught my eye, too. You saw me, right?
I did. I saw you. Well, at first I thought you was a tree. No, okay. I'm joking. It's just because she's really tall. She's like 6 foot tall. So at first I was like, no, there's no way that could ever be interested in me. You know, like that's so... She was a supermodel.
Oh, stop. I wasn't a supermodel.
You was a supermodel. So... I saw her. She kept walking. So I said, well, there's my shot. That's never going to happen for me. So I'm standing here. I'm waiting for a bus, I think. Oh, no, I wasn't waiting for a bus. I was waiting for somebody to pick me up. Maybe my dad or something. I'm waiting for there. And all of a sudden, she leaves, goes to the bank. And then she comes back out. And she's just kind of standing there.
Yeah, I was just kind of standing there. And I was like, kind of like, do I approach him? Do I like... play it cool. Like, I don't really ever talk to guys, so I didn't really know what to do. I never had a boyfriend before.
She never had a boyfriend, so she didn't have experience in a boyfriend department. So she comes slowly walking over to me, and that's when I was like, this is up to me. I'm the one that's got to make the move here. And I'm also shy.
He's also really shy. He's never had a girlfriend before. So we was both like, what the heck? Like, what do we do? Like, how do we talk to each other?
Yeah, so... I got really nervous, and so I decided, all right, I'm the man. I'll go and talk to this beautiful woman. So I walk over to her, and I say, do you have the time? Because I didn't have a watch yet.
Yeah, he didn't have a watch on, and I had my phone, and he probably had his phone, but maybe it was in his pocket or something. So he asked me for the time, and I smiled at him, and I said, oh, it's 3 o'clock p.m.
And he said, that's weird. And then she was like,
yeah, and then I was like, well, are you looking for someone? And he was like,
oh, yeah, well, my dad was supposed to pick me up, but I guess he forgot because, well, my dad was supposed to get me at 2:30.
Yeah, he was supposed to get him at 2:30. So then he ended up not, hey, dog, shush, please. We recorded a podcast. You're being rude. Hey, quiet. So anyway, sorry.
Yeah, the dog.
So what were we talking about? Oh,
well, I'll finish it. So, hold on. Hey, Louise, it's like a zoo in here. Sorry. We had to pause again to put the animals in the bedroom so we could have intimate, private conversation with you. So I go up to Babs.
Yeah, he comes up to me and asks him for the time. And I give it to him. And then he's like looking at me with his eyes. And he's really like looking at me like no other guy has ever really looked at me like that before. For real. And so all of a sudden he's like...
Well, I was like... you like pizza?
And I love pizza, right? And I was like, yeah, I like pizza. Playing it cool. Like, trying not to be too hungry. And then he was like, well, why don't you come get a slice with me?
Yeah, I was like, how about we, you know, it's 3 o'clock. It's a good time for a slice. Let's go get a slice. But she couldn't at that time.
Yeah, I couldn't because I had another meeting thing I had to go to. So I was like, how about tonight? And he got so excited, his eyes, like, grew.
But no, they did. It was popping out of my head. Oh, I got to get a sip of my coffee here. Hold on. ASMR.
Yeah, ASMR.
So anyway, I decide I'm going to take it to this pizza slice spot. One of my favorite spots for a slice. That night at 7 p.m. sharp. So I'm like, I'll pick you up. And she's like, no, I'll meet you there.
Yeah, I was kind of nervous because I watch a lot of Dateline, and I know you got to be careful when you're meeting strangers, so I know, always pick a public place and never have him pick you up, because I was like, oh my God, maybe he's a serial killer, but he wasn't a serial killer. He was the love of my life, but we'll get there.
Yeah, no, we're jumping the gun. So, we show up at the pizza spot. I'm all excited. I'm in my tuxedo.
He looked so dapper, for real. You really did.
Well, I was just trying to impress you. So I'm in my three-piece tuxedo, looking fresh to death. And I'm like, you know what? Let's get a couple of margarita slices. Let's get a couple of grandma pie pieces. And we just had ourselves a time. And that's when I knew that this was something really special.
Yeah, we were really having like a really magical evening. We was talking, getting to know each other. And I was wearing my special outfit.
Yeah, she was wearing... I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. That song by Cake, that's what she looked like.
Yeah, I was wearing this little short skirt with this long, long coat. He loved it. He just ate it up. So we're eating our slices, and then my friend Danielle walks in. Well, not really my friend, but she was like, she dated my brother, and she was my friend at the time because at the time she was dating my brother. So she walks in and she sees me on this date. And again, I never had a boyfriend before. So she sees me on this date and she's like, what the heck? Well, she didn't say that, but that was what her face said.
She kind of looked at her like, who is this guy? Do you need saving? She was like, can I save you from this guy? And then Babs was like, no, no, it's fine. It's good. We're on a date. And she was like, this is Danny. She introduced me and I was like, I'm fucking in. You know what I mean? And then I see them kind of exchange a look.
Yeah, we was like looking at each other like, you know, girls, how we look at each other like, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, mm-hmm. She was like, mm-hmm. And then I was like, mm-hmm. It was like that. And so that was kind of it. We got our slices. We ate. We had great conversation. We talked about our families. I talked about my brother and my mother and my father. He talked about his father and his mother. And we just knew. And we just knew.
We did. We knew. And that was the first time I really in my life liked a girl, you know, because I'm a short guy. You know, I'm really short. I'm short to the point where you would overlook me. Like if we're in a crowd and you see me, you're going to say, why is there a freaking kid here? You know, because I'm short, you know, but I can't help it. That's my genetic makeup. It's who I am. It's what I am. But you saw me.
I did. I saw you. And I was like, no, this is actually the love of my life. And I never had a boyfriend. I was always really self-conscious growing up. I got picked on a lot. People always said, oh, there's that tall girl who likes horses. I didn't even like horses. But, I mean, I did like horses, but I didn't like extra like horses. I like horses like anyone likes horses, you know?
Yeah, she got picked on a lot, you know, for being tall. And let me just say one thing. If you ever were to get picked on in front of me, I would lose my freaking mind. Seriously, I would lose my freaking mind. So that was really it. And after that, we started hanging out a lot. We was going out all the time. I met her parents, which was a really big deal for us.
Yeah, he met my mom and dad and my brother, and they absolutely loved him. They was like, well, we get it. He's just so charming and fun and nice. And so, you know, again, I never brought a boy home before. And so they was just really, I think, happy for me and really respected my choice. And my dad absolutely freaking loved you, for real.
I know. I love your father, man. He really, you know, he gets me. And he's like, hey, you want to go outside and throw the pigskin around? And a pigskin is a baseball. Although I don't think they really actually use real pigskin anymore. But, well, I know, it's a football. What am I talking?
Yeah, it's a football, I think. It doesn't matter. It's all skin. You know?
Yeah, it's all skin. It don't matter. But anyways, so your dad takes me outside. We're throwing the pigskin around, just chit-chatting about guy stuff, you know? And he's like, you plan to make my daughter an honest woman? And I said, well, she's never lied to me yet. And he liked that.
Yeah, he likes joking. We're a very jokey family. We joke all the time. And so, you know, he made my dad laugh. And then my dad was like, no, I'm serious, you know? And Danny was like,
yeah, no. And I was like, I do plan on marrying your daughter. If I could get your permission, that's actually what I was coming here for. So he looks at me up and down, mostly down because I am very short. And he's like, you can marry her. You can. And I lost my freaking mind. I was like, are you freaking joking for real?
Yeah, he was so happy. And we have a family heirloom ring. And so that's the ring I wear. And it's coral, which is my favorite color. And it's a rose. And it's just so unique and no one else in the world has it. So
yeah, no one else has it because it's from Jamaica. It was a very expensive piece that one of our grandmothers got. I can't remember who at the moment because my brain is a foggy mess. I think it was my grandma's ring. So we were in love and that was it. And I proposed to her at Runyon Canyon. And at this moment in time, we were living in New York.
Yeah, we were living in New York at the time. And we decided, you know what? Frick it. We want to do a big change. We want to move across the country. We both have always wanted to live in California. And we were like, we have the money, we have the means, we got the romance, we have the desire, we have the will, we got the strength, we got the motivation, we got the love, we got everything we need, you know?
We had our cats.
And so we decided to move across the country. And so, you know, at this time, we said goodbye to my family, we said goodbye to my brother and his drama with Danielle. Danielle is my old friend, his old girlfriend who broke his heart into a million pieces. She's a bitch. She's cold. She's dead to me. I hate her. I hate her for real.
Yeah, she really doesn't like her. And therefore, neither do I. And so we left all them behind. We drove across the country. You want to tell them what route we took?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We went. So we drove first down to North Carolina to visit my family. My grandparents live down there. So we went to North Carolina first. And then we drove all the way across doing Route 66 route. So we went through, like, Tennessee, North Carolina. Tennessee, New Mexico.
Oh, New Mexico. That was a spiritual place. There was so many air there.
Yeah, we got these turquoise necklaces that was being sold at the roadside stand by, who were they? Who were those people?
I think they were Native American.
Yeah, they were. And they were selling these turquoise pieces. They were absolutely divine. I'm obsessed with New Mexico. I would live there.
No, it was actually the best place I've ever been, seriously. And so we are driving through New Mexico. We drove a little bit through Texas. Scary. I'm not going to lie to you. Texas gave me the willy chillies, you know?
Yeah, we were very at the northern tip. But I was like, my ovaries, they're shriveling up. I felt very unsafe there. So we were like, let's get the frick out of Texas.
Yeah, and then we went through Arizona. And we finally ended up in sunny, beautiful California. And my freaking God. I love it here. Do you love it here?
Oh, I love it here. I'm so happy here. For real. It's the sun and the warmth and the people are very nice. Everyone's just been very nice to us here. We've really been assimilating well. And the culture is cool. The food is really good.
Yeah, we just love it. Excuse me. It's hard talking so much. Let me have a sip of my coffee. Hold on. Just ASMR. 1 second. Hold on. The best part of waking up
is falls just in your cup. Sometimes you like to sing and dance and stuff too. We're very entertaining people. So anyways, so we moved to California. We get our apartment. We're in our apartment. I love our apartment. We've really made it our own. It's so cute and sweet and nice. And it's perfect for the size for us. You know, it's not fancy. We're not rich yet. But we're going to be rich.
Oh, we're going to be rolling in dough. Somehow. So I've also decided here to pursue. I've always wanted to be a singer. It's something I'm very good at. It's something I've always been very good at. So I've been compared to Frank Sinatra. Pretty much only Frank Sinatra. I could sing a little if you...
Please sing a little bit. Sing a little like, maybe Fly Me to the Moon. That's the one that you're really good with.
Oh, you really think? All right. All right, hold on. Oh, God, I didn't vocally warm up this morning, but it's fine. All right. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
Yeah.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
His low range is extraordinary. Isn't that good? He's so good.
I don't know. It's just something I'm passionate about. Something I'm thinking about dabbling in. If I, you know. So that's my plan. I'm planning on being a singer. I would love to sing. We went to this restaurant called Delilah one night for a date night to celebrate our engagement, to celebrate our life together, California. We got a dog, like I said, and another kitten. So, excuse me. We went to Delilah one night, and there was this jazz singer there. And she was good. But I'm sitting there like, I think I could even do better. And so I'm trying to be a jazz night singer at Delilah, and we're going to see how that goes. But yeah, for now, I mean, that's really pretty much our lifestyle. You know, we get up every day, we enjoy our life. We're both pursuing our dreams, and
yeah, we're really just having a really marvelous time. We've been watching a lot of Summer House. Should we talk about what we've been watching on TV lately?
Oh, sure. Actually, I love TV. We're big TV people because we love film and TV. We love the entertainment industry. We love everything art. So we've been watching. Oh, that freaking reminds me. The new House of the Dragon season is just coming out. Oh, we gotta sit down.
We gotta sit down and watch that. Pronto! Cut the pod! No, I'm joking. We'll watch it after. But what have we been watching?
Well, we've been watching Summer House. We are big fans of Summer House. We are. We're big fans of the girls on that show. They have such a good relationship with each other.
Yeah, they do. Paige and Amanda and Sierra. Oh my God! Talk about girl power! We are literally obsessed with them. They are just such good friends to each other. And in a world where there's a lot of drama, a lot of pitting girls against each other.
Lots of pitting girls against each other. It's always what I see. You never see people going after the guys, you know what I'm saying? It's always, oh, the girls is fighting. But we're safe.
Yeah, you guys are safe, but they just get along so well. And it's so nice to see, and it's refreshing. Anyway, I love Summer House. I love their style. They're my style icons. Although this season with Wes and Sierra, I was feeling stressed. I really was. I hope there's a chance at rekindling.
Well, I don't know if they're going to want to rekindle. There's probably bad feelings there because of the behavior of West. West, let me talk to you man to man for a second. Are you freaking joking me? Sierra's so pretty. She's so pretty. And not as pretty as my Babsy, of course. But nobody is, you know what I'm saying? But you can't have Babs, so don't even think about it, buddy old pal.
Yeah, he's very protective, so you better watch out, West. Don't come after me.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, man. You fumbled that. You really did. Sierra's what they call smart and pretty and funny and kind. She's the full package. She has a good personality. She has a good friendships with people. She is trustworthy. She will take care of you. She is noble. She doesn't just give herself away to anybody. And that's something that should be really commendable in this day and age, you know? It's tough out here on these streets.
It really is. Everyone just wants sex, 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 sex. And there's more to be said than just having, you know, inserting yourself in somebody. Oh, my shoot. I don't know if you could say that on here. Can you? Well, you can say anything you want on a podcast, I think.
I don't know. Is this all going on the internet?
Yeah, it's going on the internet.
Are you sure? All right, well, forget it. You can say whatever you want. Sex, sex, sex. It's all everybody wants all the time. But I like that she wasn't only about that. She was like, no, actually, I kind of have feelings for you emotionally, so let's just maybe hold on a second. And as soon as he got what he wanted, boom, he's gone. And I'm sick of seeing it, you know? It's bad representation of us as men.
I know. And I really thought he was a good one. And maybe he still is, but he's got to work out. He's got to work through that. He's got to work that out.
Yeah, he's got to work through that. He's also young. He's naive. He doesn't have a lot of life experience yet. He's new in the game. It's all very new and exciting. I get it, you know? But you gotta look out for her because that girl is a girl to keep.
Yeah, she really is. But what else have we been watching? We've been watching a lot of Love. Well, we were watching that new show. Oh, what the frick is it called? Perfect Match. That show is garbage. Can I say that?
You can say whatever you want, Babs. You are a queen among queens. Say whatever you want.
Well, I just feel like everyone's on it for the wrong reasons, you know? And I don't believe it. I'm not sold, you know, but I will watch the finale because I'm addicted. I love it.
And Bridgerton. Can't forget Bridgerton. We are obsessed. We're obsessed with Bridgerton. Shonda Rhimes, you are the queen of our lives. You make television that could win the prize.
You are so good on your feet. Just think and improv like that.
Well, you know. It's not that big a deal. Don't make me. No. It's not that big a deal. We just love Shonda Rhimes. She's the girl of our times. She makes shows that are divine. Shonda Rhimes. Look at that.
Yeah, she really does. And you are so talented, darling. You really are.
Stop. Don't say that to me. So, Shonda, we love Bridgerton. Something was a little funky with this season, but we will let it pass because we love Poland.
Penelope and Colin. Pollen or Poland? How do you say it?
I don't know. But we love them. I love that Penelope. She is something else. That actress. Nicola Coughlin? How do you say her last name?
I don't know, but Nicola something. I love her. I'm obsessed with her. There's an aura about her. But what else can we talk about that's not only TV and film? Because we got so much more in our lives. Like, what do you do for work, Danny? Tell us about your job.
Well, I'm so glad you asked. Right now, I'm still in sales. I do a lot of door-to-door salesmen. I'm very good with people. I'm very good at understanding what people want, what they desire, what they need. And I'm good at gauging, is what I'm selling appropriate for you? So I love doing selling. I love selling. I love being a salesman. I also really just want to be a singer. So we're out here, you know, we're just trying our dreams. What about you, Babs? What do you do?
Well, I freelance. I do a lot. I do pretty much everything. I do babysitting. I do dog walking. I do modeling on the side. I've done some campaigns where I model and people just pay me for my tallness and my height. So that's really fun. But really, I can't wait to have kids.
You really mean that? Do you really? For real? Because you know that's all I want in life is just to have so many freaking little stupid kids running around and just doing stupid games and playing. And
I just really want that. I want a life with you. Oh my gosh, Danny. You make me so happy.
You make me happy. For real. You make me feel like I could fly. Like I'm... Like, for real fly. Like, fly in the sky. Like, I really genuinely believe with the power of your love...
Danny, stop.
No, I do. I really believe with the power of your love, if I were to jump off a balcony, I'd float. No, I know for real I wouldn't, but it gives me that feeling of elation.
Elation?
Elation. You make me feel. You make me feel.
Wait, that's a girl song. Hold on. You make me feel like a natural woman.
You hear the pipes on this girl? She sings, I can sing. But I think she's really the singer. You are so talented. That's the thing about Babs, too. Is she's not only beautiful and tall and just like the epitome of perfect grace, but she's also so talented. You give her a picture. You give her a blank piece of paper.
Danny, stop.
No, I'm serious. You give her a blank piece of paper, she'll draw you a masterpiece. Just the other day, she drew me a picture of a cat. Best looking cat I've ever seen. It was seriously, it looked so good. And I'm obsessed with you.
Danny.
I really am. You are divine. Sent from above.
Danny, stop. You're making me feel embarrassed. I feel the same way about you, for real. I really do. I feel like you are, you compliment me.
I know.
Well, you know how like when people compliment each other, like we're not the same, but we're like very similar and we like things you like, I support and things I like, you support. And we just like take care of each other.
And we don't cheat on each other. We don't play games and we don't like you're my partner. You know, I treat you like I would treat myself or like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like playing games.
I don't like playing games either. And I feel like everyone likes to play games these days. And everything's, oh, on to the next. Oh, yeah, my girlfriend's pretty, but this other girl's really pretty. So what if I dated her? Like, I don't like that kind of stuff.
I hate that kind of stuff. I think when you feel like you find somebody who you really care about and who you're like, you know what? Frick it. You could be my soulmate, and what am I going to do? Skip over you because there's somebody else who might be a little prettier or might have a little bit longer hair or something? Like, it's so stupid.
Yeah, I know. It's really dumb. And I just feel like we hit the jackpot. You're my jackpot.
You're my lucky sevens. If I go to the casino and I roll ding, 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 777 across the board, that's Babs.
Danny.
No, really, for real. You make me feel like a natural man. Instead of woman.
Yeah, I got it. Hold on, we gotta pause this in because I gotta blow my nose. It's a lot of talking.
And we're back. I wish she blew her nose. I blew my nose. We had some water. Well, we had some coffee. And now we're back.
Now we're back. Well, we're actually going to sign off in a minute because this is already 30 minutes long. I don't think people really want to hear from us for that long.
I don't know. I think they might. I think they want to hear from us all day, every day. I know I would.
Yeah, we're actually kind of thinking about working on maybe some kind of like a show for us. Like some kind of like, maybe an animated show. I just feel like people could really use more Danny and Babs in their life.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Like, maybe there's a creative outlet for us as a couple to demonstrate what real love could look like. If you just get over your stupid selves. I don't know. It's just an idea. We're just throwing some stuff around.
Yeah, we're just kind of like prancing around it. We're not committing to anything. But I guess, I mean, for now, thank you so much to Mackenzie for having us on her podcast. Like, this was so fun. And I don't know if she wants to do, like, an outro thing or anything.
Oh, yeah, we could. Let's ask her. Kenzie.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Do you want to do, an outro thing or?
Oh, you guys can do whatever you want. Hi, guys, I'm back on the mic. No, you guys can do whatever you want. If you want to, like, say goodbye to them or if you want to.
Are you sure we could just, like, say anything?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
But what if we want to? What if we want to sing a whole entire musical number?
You can, I mean, if you want to, you can, but you know, guys, thank you so much for listening today to them. I love them so much, Danny and Babs.
Are we finishing the podcast?
Are we done?
Well, we can't, you can be if you want to be, or you can keep going. It's totally up to you. I just didn't know. Did you want me to help you wrap it up or?
I think we can wrap it up on our own.
Yeah, I think we could do it on our own. I think we could just try it, yeah.
Sure, no, you guys go ahead. I'll just say my little bit and then you guys wrap it. This is not the very end. This is just my version of the end, guys. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Bullshittery Podcast. We got a really fun guest next week. I don't really know what else to say. Thanks for listening. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Follow on YouTube. I need to promote this more. I hate self-promotion. It's hard for me. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you enjoy Danny and Babs as much as I do. I love them. They inspire me. And I hope that I can find a love like theirs. Here's back to Danny and Babs. And I'll let them wrap it up in their own little way. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kenzie. We love her. She is such a good mom and like person who owns us. We live inside her, basically. But not really. We're very much our own people. You know what I mean?
We are. We are individuals. I know. But no, for real, this has been so fun talking to you, talking to me, talking to myself, talking to whatever. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope that you keep on listening. Maybe we'll pop back up again. Maybe we'll do more episodes. Tell me what you wanted from us.
Yeah, tell us what you want to hear from us. If you want to hear any more stories about our lives, about our families, about our growing up, about our histories.
Yeah, we could talk about our childhood. We could talk about whatever you want. But this was a nice little intro to Danny and Pabs episode. So thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe. And maybe we'll do a little duet to finish it off. What do you think? Should we do a little
something, maybe Sonny and Cher?
Well, we could do Sonny and Cher.
What's another good duet we could sign off with? Oh, we could do Captain and Tennille. I love them.
Oh, we could do that. All right, let's do that. How do the lyrics go? You start it.
I'll start it. Love. Love will keep us together.
Oh, yeah. Think of me, babe, whenever. Yeah.
Some sweet talking girl comes along singing a song.
Don't mess around. You just gotta be strong and stop.
Cause I really love you.
Stop.
I've been thinking of you.
Look in my heart and let love
keep us together.
Whatever. That's my favorite part. Whatever. I love that.
Oh, another song I really love right now. Can I sing this one?
You could do whatever you want.
All right. This is my I love this song. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. Oh, Santa Monica, I hear it calling me. I've made my mama proud. I know she's gonna scream. She sees her baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl. And you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun. On the stage in my heels, it's where I belong, down at the Pink Pony Club. Oh, I love that song.
I love that song. Chapel Roan. Shout out to Chapel Roan. She's new on the scene, and we love her. She's so talented. She's like 80s, but mixed with modern, mixed with a little bit of Freddie Mercury in there, mixed with, she's just got it all.
She really does. She's very refreshing. Anyway, hope we don't get sued for that. Thank you so much for listening. We love you guys so much. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. See you later.